Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Once again, I'm just so thankful that you're with me and glad that you're learning the Word of God. My hope and prayer is that each day as you study His Word, not only in this podcast, but also on your own, that you're learning not only about God, but also what it means to have a personal relationship with Him, to walk with Him day by day, letting Him speak to your hearts and your minds about the things that He wants to discuss with you. The Lord will speak to you through His Word, and that's why we always speak to Him in prayer before we begin. We want Him to speak to us in His Word. So pray with me, if you will, today. Heavenly Father, we do give You thanks that You give us Your Word, and by it, we can learn to have a relationship with You. We can learn about You, Lord. But we can learn that You love us and want to walk with us and teach us things personally. I pray, Lord, for each person that's listening to these words, Lord, that You'll open their hearts, our minds, our eyes and our ears to receive from You that which You'd have us to know. And not only to have that knowledge, but also to be empowered to live according to that knowledge. We know that Your Holy Spirit was assigned that responsibility. So we ask You to reveal Your truth to us today. Help us to live in that truth. We'll give You thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Whatsoever You Do. And it's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. Paul the Apostle encouraged the Colossian church members to put on charity. Let the peace of God rule and let the word of Christ dwell in them. They were to teach and admonish one another through the singing of psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, whereby they would be unified and bound together. They were to be thankful in their lives. And in verse 17 in chapter 3 of his letter to them, Paul gives the Colossians more instructions concerning everything they do, where we read, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." The verse begins, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." Once again, Paul employs the word "and," which shows a continuum of thought to begin this verse. As we have shared before, these words were not originally in chapter and verse form, so his continued thought would have been like a letter is usually written and read. He goes on to add, "Whatsoever you do, or any action or activity which is done, whether in word," which refers to the way they spoke or talked, "or deed," or act, thing done, business, undertaking, or enterprise, they were to do all, which means every action, word, or deed, in the name of the Lord Jesus. The phrase "in the name" does not simply mean by saying the name or referring to the name of the Lord Jesus, but it means with the same character, will, and nature of Him. As a Christian, the Colossians took on the name of the Lord Jesus, and every word or deed was to reflect His name. The verse goes on to say, "giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." When the church members would do and say whatsoever in Jesus' name, they were encouraged to be giving thanks or being grateful and appreciating to God and the Father by Him, which means to the Heavenly Father above for Jesus Christ. In other words, the Colossians would show their appreciation for God and the Father, for the Lord Jesus, by saying and doing everything in Jesus' name, within His character. There's a lot of difference between saying the name of Jesus and actually living according to His name. If our speech and functions within life are constantly in awareness of Jesus, then we are giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. However, if our words, actions, activities, and attitudes are not a reflection of His name, then we disregard appreciation for Him. By living lives with guarded speech and tended activities that are bent toward the reflection of Jesus Christ, we exemplify the greatest appreciation for Jesus we may ever give. As we meditate upon Paul's words, let the Holy Spirit of God show us areas in our speech and deeds which will give God and the Father gratitude for the great things His Son Jesus has done for us. Next time, Paul begins to tell the Colossians about marriage. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.